Trump hails Charlie Kirk as American hero as thousands fill memorial service. Watch, prayer, tears, and a Trump-Musk handshake at Kirk Memorial. UK warns Israel not to retaliate against Palestinian statehood push. My three boys starve to death. I hope angels bring them home, says Afghan mother. South Korea would accept a Trump-Kim deal to freeze nuclear program. President tells BBC super typhoon nears Philippines as thousands evacuate anger in Australia after telecom outage linked to deaths. Europe and airport disruption continue after weekend cyber attack. Outdoor brand Rx apologizes for fireworks display in Tibet. Trump pushes Justice Department to prosecute his political opponents. He spent $8,000 to get back to the U.S. after fears over Trump visa deadline. Bodies of three transgender people found in Pakistan. California bans most law enforcement, including ICE, from wearing masks. Heathrow warns of second day of disruption at cyber attack. BBC's Steve Rosenberg attends Russia's answer to Eurovision. Watch. Philippines anti-corruption protests turn violent. How Russian-funded fake news network aims to disrupt election in Europe. BBC investigation. Watch. Is America divided? Charlie Kirk supporters weigh in. Israel will occupy more West Bank land, but recognition matters. Mayer tells BBC global conflicts drive demand for war risk insurance. Modi's tax cuts will give India a festive spending boost. I took a job on a whim on New Year's Eve and ended up stranded at sea for 6 months. Murdered Kenyan's friends want UK soldier to face justice. Watch, prayer, tears, and a Trump-Musk handshake at Kirk Memorial. Watch, Keir Starmer says, UK recognizes Palestinian state. Recognizing Palestinian statehood opens another question, who would lead it? BBC's Steve Rosenberg attends Russia's answer to Eurovision. Watch, Philippines anti-corruption protests turn violent. Gold prices rise with record highs, close amid Fed rate cut cheer. Oil gains as tension flares in Europe, Middle East. Mexico confirms case of New World screwworm in Nuevo León, USDA says. Oil prices slip as robust supply outweighs Fed cut. Storm Gabrielle gains hurricane strength. NHC says Maduro offers to engage in direct talks with Trump envoy Grinnell. Oil prices slip as robust supply outweighs Fed cut. Jefferies starts coverage on Unisys with a hold rating as growth prospects emerge. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.74%. NASA Soweris plans $50 billion U.S. infrastructure investment push, report. China's Chery Automobile to price shares at top of range in Hong Kong IPO, sources say. Roche's Giredestrant shows positive results in advanced breast cancer trial. Ipsen's IPN Town 200 shows promising results in phase 2 aesthetics trial. Pfizer closes in on $7.3 billion takeover of anti-obesity drug maker Metsera. FT reports NVIDIA and Abu Dhabi Institute launch joint AI and robotics lab in the UAE. Ericsson gets $1.333 billion 5G contract from Vodafone 3. Turkey says it is ending additional tariffs on some U.S. imports. UK fighter jets begin NATO air defense mission over Poland. Moody's cuts Poland's outlook to negative on weaker fiscal outlook and political gridlock. Italy's budget deficit could fall below 3% of GDP this year. Finance minister says Trump says China's Xi approved TikTok deal. Canada's July retail sales drop 0.8%, but rebound likely in August. Spain's Stats Institute revises 2024 GDP growth up to 3.5%. Key parts of Trump's economic agenda now in Supreme Court's hands. UK retail sales rise by more than expected in August, ONS says. Stocks edge up after Trump's visa crackdown. Rate outlook in focus. Egyptian billionaire Nassef Sawiris seeks to invest $50 billion in U.S. infrastructure, FT reports. Dollar steadies ahead of deluge of Fed speakers. UK retail outlook 2025 faces budget jitters, rising costs, and slowing cash flow.